Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business.
I am Adanna Austin. I am your business coach and consultant, and I work with high-end entrepreneurs like yourself to get very clear on your goals, identify your ideal clients, and develop those strategies to grow your business. So let's jump into the conversation immediately. So we've talked about sales, we've talked about, you know, having that sales mindset and really niching down on who you want to sell to and exactly what you're selling. We've spoken a lot over the last week and a half about selling. One of the things I want you to remember as part of your sales process, because you have to create a funnel for your business, right? Every business needs a sales funnel. A sales funnel does not have to be complicated, but it's just really the process that you carry your audience through, or the funnel that you carry your audience through as you build that relationship, as you start to build that know, like, and trust, as you continue to provide value and inspire them, motivate them, and educate them. So you're just thinking about that funnel, right? How you carrying them through. And one of the big parts of having a successful funnel and creating lasting relationships with your audience is utilizing an email list, right? You want to utilize an email list. And as powerful as social media is, we have no control, or we have less control over our social media, because things are changing rapidly on the social media platforms and they can shut down at any given time. We know we all experienced this before, where we could not reach out to our audience on social media sometime last year. I think it happened twice, right? But you have a lot more control of your email list. And what an email list does is to help you niche down even more. It helps you to better identify the people who need and want your services. So because your social media can speak to a much wider audience, whereas your email list, you get that opportunity to niche down. So what you're doing with your emails is actually creating a lead magnet, right? And this is part of your sales process. You're creating an opportunity for your audience to give you or share their email address in exchange for something that is valuable to them. And for every business, that is going to be different. So you might give them something free, like a free PDF, or you might give them access to something, or you might give them access to a webinar. You might tell them, you know, in order to get this discount code, or to get, you know, this coupon code, sign up to this email in order to get, you know, access the tickets, sign up to this email, or whatever. So it has to be something that is valuable and that is speaking to the challenges that your audience has in exchange. Yeah, so they give you an email address and you give them back something valuable. That way you really get a better sense of all the hundreds of people who may be following you on social media, who is seeing your content and who is ready to engage, because that is a form of engagement. And yesterday we spoke about the importance of engagement, right? That's a form of engagement, and that's a great opportunity for you to continue to build a relationship, because the fact that they have said yes to giving you their email address means that they are at a closer stage of buying. Now, everybody who comes onto your email list may not buy immediately, and you have to understand that as part of your sales process, right? So when they join your email list and you provide them with whatever the thing that you promised them, whatever value that you promised them, you want to first of all make sure you deliver. Guys, be ethical. Don't promise your audience something and then don't deliver to them. You want to make sure that you deliver it to them. And after you deliver it to them, you want to continue nurturing them. You want to continue providing value to them. You want to make sure that every email that they get from you is inspiring them, motivating them, and educating them. Every email does not have to be a sales email. And we usually have that 80-20 rule, right? 80% of your emails should be educational, inspirational, and motivational, and then 20% is sales, right? And what does that look like? Now, you can repurpose a lot of what you're sharing on your social media and share it in your email so that you don't have to reinvent, copy over and over. And then like the 20%, use that to sell whatever you, sell like a tripwire. And a tripwire is usually a very low cost offer. And everybody in your email list is not going to take you up on a trip offer, all right? And that's fine. Again, those who do take up that trip offer from that tripwire email, right, which is a low-cost something that you're giving them, again, that helps you to niche down, because you can say, okay, 100 people signed up for this email. Out of those 100 people, I've shared value 4 or 5 times, and now I have this tripwire which I'm offering them something, and out of those 100 people, 20 people bought, and that is great. So those 20 people now are the ones who are ready to buy. So now you continue to nurture them. You continue to nurture the 80 people, and then you continue to nurture the next 20 people, right? Guys, let me know if you have any questions, if this is making complete sense, if this is something that you are interested in implementing in your business. So the 20 people took you up on the offer, on your tripwire offer, and they have bought from you something low end, something discounted, something that is going to make some significant difference in their life, and you continue to nurture them as you continue to nurture the 80 people who are not ready to buy. You continue to nurture them. Now, guys, it does not mean that you have to send emails every single day. You can send on average, I would say, 2 emails a week. And that should be enough for you to kind of just keep top of mind to your audience, and let them know that you are the person to solve their challenge, because your social media and in tandem with each other, right? And it's a great way for you to remind your audience about your offers, remind them about how you can help, remind them about the value that you I don't know what happened to the internet there. Sorry. It's a great way to just do that, because remember, we also have the rule that people need to connect with your brand at least 5 to 7 times before they say yes. So if they see it on social media and then they get an email from you with that additional information, it's another touch point, right? As opposed to just social media. Because with social media, guys, only like 5% of your people who are following on social media are going to see every single thing that you post, unless they are purposely looking for your page. Everybody that's following you is not going to see all of your posts unless they're searching for you, or unless you do a very targeted ad, right? And that's the truth. So email is another way for you to touch them, right? It's another touch point so that you can reiterate whatever it is that you want to share with your audience. So part of your sales process should be creating a lead magnet, which would encourage your audience to give their email address in exchange for something of value. And when they do that, you continue to nurture them with valuable emails which are going to inspire, motivate, and educate them. And then eventually you offer them a tripwire, which is like a low-cost offer to them. And understanding that everybody in your email list is not at a stage to buy, right? By the time you do a second offer or a third offer, then you will start seeing, people start buying more and more. But it's a great way for you to set up a system, set up a sales process or sales system in your business that can be completely automated. Yeah, you can completely automate that full process, right? once you set up your emails and you set up that lead magnet, you can set up the tripwire in advance. You continue to set up the valuable emails, and you can continue to set up other offers. So you don't have to actually spend time every day or every week creating new emails because I have to send an email. What am I going to say? You can set that up in advance, as far out as, you know, for 3 months if you desire, right? Because the goal is just really 2 emails per week, right? And there's so many different things that you can share in emails. So I'll give you all my example. What I usually share in my emails, I would actually share my blog posts. I will share like my podcasts, right? Those are not sales emails per se, but it's an opportunity for me to reiterate certain points to my audience, right? So they get to know and like me more, and I also get to know them more because they respond to my emails. So I share my blog posts, I share my podcasts, I repurpose certain things from my social media to my email. So it's just like valuable email. So where I share tips, tools, resources, testimonials, and those things, all valuable information. And then the 20% of my emails are sales emails, where I'm telling you about a digital product, or I'm inviting you to hop on a call, or I'm letting you know about a new program that I'm running or something like that, right? Guys, your sales process is strategic. It is very, very, very strategic. It's not just about hoping and praying that somebody finds me today or somebody finds my social media. Oh, my earring fell out. Or somebody finds my social media and they're going to buy from me. That is not how you're going to build a business. That's not how you're going to build a sustainable business. Not saying it won't work, but if you're looking for a sustainable business, that's not the way that you want to do. You want to put a system in place that is going to allow you to continue to collect leads, and quality leads, because it's not about the quantity. We spoke about that. It's about quality leads on a continuous basis, so that you can continuously attract your ideal clients and allow you to niche down and sell to the right people. So it's all about a strategy. Yes, I hope this message met you well. I hope that it opened your eyes and it really gave you a moment to pause and decide this weekend, like, what can I do? Let me look at my sales process and let me figure out how can I make this stronger. Yeah, it's going to take time, and you have to do it consistently and intentionally for you to actually see the results. Because remember, sales does not happen overnight. Sales happens over time with the right system and the right strategy. And that is what I want you to take away from this conversation.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.